理课堂听 class.com。
A little food and water had made Katharina feel better. She was really angry now.
Sir Petruchio, I am going to speak whether you like it or not. I am not a child. You cannot tell me what to do. Many men, who are much greater than you, have listened to me speak my mind. If you cannot listen to me, you had better close your ears.Because I will say what I like.
But Petruchio did not pay attention. He knew that the best way of managing Katharina the Shrew was not to argue with her. She liked to argue too much. He just ignored her. "Why, you are right, sweet Katharina," he said. "This cap is too ugly. We will send it away."
"Love me or love me not, I don't care,"
shouted Katharina.
"I will have this hat or none."
"You said you wanted to see the dress?" asked Petruchio sweetly. He still pretended to misunderstand her. Then the dressmaker came in. He showed them a beautiful dress. Of course, Petruchio pretended not to like this as well. He did not want Katharina to have either piece of clothing. "What is this ugly thing?" he cried. "Do you call this a dress?"
"Sir, you asked me to make it in this way,"
said the dressmaker.
"I have never seen a more beautiful dress,"
said Katharina. She really wanted it. Petruchio just yelled at everyone to get out. Then he said to Katharina, "Come, my Kate, we will go to your father's house. Even if we are wearing poor clothes, we will go." Then Petruchio asked a servant to prepare two horses for him and Katharina. "We will reach Baptista's house by 7 o'clock, which is dinner time." Now, it was a long journey to Baptista's house. It was already 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Katharina knew they could not reach the house by 7 o'clock. But she was afraid to disagree with Petruchio. He was so loud and angry and strange. So she said very quietly,
"Sir, I am sorry to say, it is now 2 o'clock. We cannot reach my father's house before 7 o'clock.
Petruchio meant for Katharina to be extremely quiet, shy, and agreeable to him. In those days, a rich and noble woman was supposed to be this way. By the time they arrived at Baptista's house, Petruchio wanted Katharina to be totally changed. He knew that she was right about the time. But it did not matter. "Before we leave this house, it will be whatever time I want it to be," cried Petruchio, as if he were a god of the sun. "I will not go today. No matter what I say or do, you disagree with me and disobey me. When we go, it will be what time I say it is." So, for another day, Katharina had to practice a new way of acting. She had to be obedient. Petruchio would not let them leave until Katharina had totally submitted to him. The next morning, they began their journey. Petruchio wanted to test his wife's obedience. "Look, Kate, look how the moon shines in the sky."
"But, sir, that is the sun,"
said Katharina shyly. Petruchio stopped his horse. "It will be the moon or the stars or whatever thing I say it is, before we go a step further." Katharina was no longer Katharina the Shrew. Now she was Katharina, an obedient wife. She said,
"Sir, please let us go on. We have come so far. The sun shall be the moon, or the stars, or whatever you say it is. It will be the same for me."
Petruchio pointed to the sun. "So that is the moon, then," he said.
"Yes, I know. It is the moon,"
said Katharina patiently. "You are lying. That is the sun," said Petruchio.
Then it is the sun,
said Katharina.
But it is not the sun if you say it isn't. What you want it to be, it is. It will be the same for Katharina, your wife.
So Petruchio allowed them to continue their journey. However, he wanted to see if this obedience would last. He decided to test Katharina once again. Soon they passed an old man riding a horse. Petruchio spoke to the old man as if he were a young woman. "Good morning, gentle young girl," he said. The old man looked amazed. "Kate, have you ever seen a more beautiful young girl? Look how red her cheeks are. Why don't you tell her how pretty she is?" Now Katharina was completely obedient. She agreed with whatever Petruchio said.
"Fair maid,"
she said to the old man,
"you are as pretty as a flower. Where are you going? And where is your home? Your parents must be happy to have such a pretty daughter."
The old man stared at the two people. Were they crazy? "Why, Kate," said Petruchio, "I hope you are not crazy. You say this is a young girl, but he is an old man."
"I am sorry, old gentleman," said Katharina. "The sun was in my eyes, and you looked like a young maid. Now I see you are a wise old man. I hope you will forgive me."
The old man said, "Fair sir and lady, this strange meeting has amazed me. My name is Vincentio, and I am traveling to Padua. My son, Lucentio, is marrying a fair lady there. She is named Bianca." Now that Katharina had married, Baptista had agreed to let Bianca marry as well. "Sir, you are lucky. Your son is marrying a fine lady," said Petruchio. This made Vincentio very happy. The three of them had a pleasant journey to Baptista's house. There were many people there. They were celebrating the wedding of Lucentio and Bianca. When Petruchio and Katharina entered, Baptista welcomed them. Another man named Hortensio was there. He had also just got married. Lucentio and Hortensio had heard stories about Katharina the shrew. They laughed and made jokes about Petruchio's wife. "I'm afraid you got the worst woman," they said. These men were very pleased with their own wives, who were sweet, quiet, and ladylike. Petruchio did not pay attention. "Gentlemen, I will bet that my wife, Katharina, is more obedient than your wives." Baptista said, "Now let's be serious, my son. Katharina is a beautiful young lady, but she is the worst shrew in the world." "No, she isn't. I will prove that what I say is true. Lucentio and Hortensio, send servants to find your wives. Tell them to ask your wives to come to you immediately. I will do the same. The man whose wife comes first will win 100 gold coins." Lucentio and Hortensio agreed. They were sure that their gentle wives were more obedient than Katharina. Each man sent for his wife. First, Lucentio's servant returned. "I am sorry, Sir Lucentio. The Lady Bianca says she is busy and cannot come." Lucentio looked amazed. "What do you mean she is busy?" Petruchio laughed. "So, she is busy and will not come. Is that the answer of a good, obedient wife?" Then Hortensio's servant returned. But Hortensio's wife was not with him. "Sir Hortensio, your wife thinks you are playing a trick on her. She says you should come to her." Petruchio laughed again. "This is terrible." Then he spoke to his own servant. "Sir, go to your lady, Katharina. Tell her I command her to come to me." The men didn't have any time to discuss whether or not Katharina would obey. In just a minute, Katharina came in. Baptista nearly fell out of his chair with surprise.
What is your desire, sir?
Katharina asked her husband.
Katharina, where is your sister Bianca and Hortensio's wife?
They are sitting by the fire,
said Katharina. Bring them here, said Petruchio. Katharina said nothing, but obeyed her husband. When she was gone, the men all started talking at once. This is amazing! I wonder what it means, cried Lucentio. It means peace, said Petruchio, and love, and a quiet life. All things are in their right place, and everything will be sweet and happy. Baptista was very happy to see the change in his daughter. My son, you have won this contest. I will add another 20,000 gold coins to Katharina's dowry. She is changed as if she were another daughter. I will show you all something even better, said Petruchio. When Katharina came in, she had Bianca and Hortensio's wife with her. Petruchio continued, See, here is she. She brings your disobedient wives with her. Katharina, that hat does not look good on you. Take it off. Katharina immediately took off the hat and threw it on the floor. The women, as well as the men, were amazed.
What is this?
Cried Hortensio's wife.
I will never have a reason to be upset until I am forced to do such a silly thing. What kind of duty is this? She is a fool,
asked Bianca. If Katharina is a fool, then I wish you were a fool too, fair Bianca. You always want new dresses and hats, and I hate them all. You should be more like your sister, said Lucentio. Now, Katharina, said Petruchio, I want you to tell these women how they should act. Tell them that they should obey their husbands. Katharina immediately gave a long speech about obeying one's husband. This lady, who used to be a shrew, now spoke happily about obedience, duty, and responsibility to her husband. It seemed that she had been this way all her life. So Katharina became famous in Padua. She was no longer known as Katharina the Shrew, but Katharina, the best and sweetest wife in Padua.